Journey of a Thousand Miles, My Story. I, the beginnings of a prodigy. From my earliest memories, music has been the driving force in my life. I was born in Shenyang, a city in northeastern China, just after the end of the Cultural Revolution. My parents, both musicians whose careers were interrupted by political turmoil, recognized my talent early on and nurtured it with unwavering dedication. I began piano lessons at the tender age of 3, guided by my father's stern hand and my mother's gentle encouragement. Even then, the concept of being number one was drilled into me. In Chinese culture, being the best isn't just a goal, it's an expectation, especially for a child showing promise in any field. My first encounter with classical music came through an unlikely source, Tom and Jerry cartoons. The playful melodies accompanying their antics sparked my imagination and kindled a lifelong love for the piano. I would sit for hours, mimicking the sounds I heard and creating my own little tunes. As I grew older, my parents' sacrifices became more apparent. We lived in a small apartment, and every spare penny went towards my musical education. My father, in particular, was relentless in his pursuit of my success. He would often say, "Lang Lang, you must be number one. Nothing else matters." The Beijing years, trials and tribulations. At the age of 9, my father and I moved to Beijing, leaving my mother behind to work and support us financially. This was the beginning of the most challenging period of my young life. We lived in a tiny, cramped apartment, sharing a bathroom with several other families. The conditions were harsh, but my father insisted it was necessary for my musical development. In Beijing, I studied under a teacher we nicknamed Professor Angry. His methods were strict and often cruel, but my father believed this was the path to greatness. The pressure was immense, and there were times when I wanted to give up. I remember one particularly dark moment when, after a disastrous lesson, my father suggested I should jump from our apartment building rather than continue to fail. Despite these hardships, my love for music never wavered. I found solace in practicing, often playing for hours until my fingers ached. It was during this time that I began to develop my own style, infusing emotion and storytelling into my performances. International breakthrough. My first taste of international success came when I won the 4th international competition for young pianists in Germany. I was just 11 years old, and suddenly, the world of classical music began to take notice. This victory was followed by another at the International Tchaikovsky competition for young musicians in Japan. These wins were more than just accolades, they were validation of the sacrifices my family had made. I played with such passion and theatricality that audiences were captivated. It wasn't just about technical perfection, I wanted to tell a story with every piece I performed. As my reputation grew, so did the opportunities. I began to travel more, experiencing different cultures and musical traditions. Each new place I visited added another layer to my understanding of music and its power to connect people across languages and borders. The American Dream. At 15, I made the life-changing decision to move to the United States to study at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. This was a pivotal moment in my journey. America represented freedom, both musically and personally. For the first time, I was able to explore my own identity as an artist without the constant pressure of my father's expectations. The transition wasn't easy. I struggled with the language, the culture, and the loneliness of being so far from home. But I threw myself into my studies with renewed vigor. I was determined to prove that a Chinese pianist could master the Western classical canon and bring something unique to its interpretation. My hard work paid off. By the age of 19, I was selling out Carnegie Hall. The American classical music scene embraced me, and I found myself collaborating with some of the greatest musicians and orchestras in the world. It was a dream come true, but I never forgot the long journey that had brought me to this point. Reflections on success and identity. As my career soared, I began to reflect on what it meant to be a Chinese artist on the global stage. I realized that my music could be a bridge between East and West, helping to foster understanding and appreciation between cultures. I've often been asked about my trademark flamboyance and showmanship. The truth is, these aspects of my performance style are deeply rooted in my belief that music should be accessible and enjoyable for everyone. When I play, I want the audience to feel the emotion, to be transported by the music just as I am. My journey has taught me the value of perseverance and the importance of staying true to oneself. Yes, technical skill is crucial, but it's the heart and soul you put into your art that truly connects with people. I've learned to balance the discipline instilled in me by my father with the joy and creativity that first drew me to the piano. VI, looking to the future. Today, as I continue to tour and perform around the world, I'm driven by a desire to inspire the next generation of musicians. I've established the Lang Lang International Music Foundation to support young artists and promote music education. I often think back to that little boy in Shenyang, dreaming of pianos and filled with wonder at the music in cartoons. In many ways, I'm still that boy, constantly in awe of the power of music to transform lives and bring people together. My journey of 1,000 miles began with a single step, or perhaps more accurately, with a single note. It has been a path filled with challenges, triumphs, and above all, beautiful music. As I look to the future, I'm excited to continue this journey, to keep exploring new musical horizons, and to share the gift of music with audiences around the world. To aspiring musicians and dreamers everywhere, I say this: believe in your talent, work tirelessly to improve, and never lose sight of the joy that brought you to your art in the first place. The road may be long and difficult, but with passion and perseverance, you too can turn your dreams into reality.